It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Rusty Quill presents.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 3. The New Arrivals. Part 2 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
Well, Pegs is going to start setting up so that when they do get back, we just need to add them.
Is this all you have? Oops.
What do you mean, oops?
What happened?
One of them was just close to the edge. It just fell off.
Oh, well, if that's...
It sees us.
Yeah, but it may not know how to get us. After all, it is only one.
What is it doing?
Shit. It's calling others. There's more coming.
Oh my god!
Come on!
Michael! The front door! They're almost through! There must be hunters out there!
Get everyone upstairs. Everyone who can wield a rifle or pistol, send them to the lobby. Hurry! Tommy, stay with your aunt. Go on. Help me move this in front of the door.
Over here!
Move! Shoot every face you see poking through. We need to hold them.
There's so many!
I gathered everyone I could.
Grab furniture or anything you can to keep from coming in. Hurry! We can't let them through!
Hey, pull up over here.
This is our last stop?
Yeah, but I saved the best for last.
Oh, shit. Locked and loaded. I didn't know they had one of these in L.A.
It was pretty far off, but worth the drive. You know, I just remembered it was here.
Hell yeah. Aw, damn it. It's been raided.
Looks like someone had our same idea. Well, grab every kind of ammunition you can. I don't care if it matches our rifles or not.
Here's a little 22 rifle.
Better than nothing. Add it to the pile.
Oh, this really sucks. I figured there would be more than this
left. People
left.
Panicked and grabbed everything they could.
What time is it?
Almost 5:30. We should probably start heading back before it gets too dark.
Well, I think we scrounge as much as we... Wait. Hey, check this out. A safe.
Anything in it?
Nada. It's empty. Shit. Wait. What's back here? Hey, this door's locked.
It's just a bathroom.
Yeah, but someone locked themselves in.
Anyone in here? See? Nothing.
I thought I heard something.
You heard nothing. Now, look, come on, let's just go.
Cover me. I want to break it open.
That'll be loud. Let's just...
See? Told you someone was inside.
Yeah, but he's already dead. What are you doing? Hey, get away from him!
Maybe he's not. Shit. He's alive. Get the medic bag from the Hummer. Hurry.
Saul, look at him. He's way too far gone. Don't waste what we have.
Fine, I'll go get the bag. Look at him. We have to give it a shot. He's still one of us. Look at his eyes.
Even if we could stabilize him, he's just going to slow us down.
You just don't get it, do you?
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm starting him on an IV.
We don't have many of those saline bags. Don't waste them.
I'm not. Would you just shut up and watch my back?
Fine. He's your burden.
Whatever. Michael would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but he's not here. He's probably back at the tower drinking it up, surrounded by ladies.
Shoot that bitch in the face! You two hammer the nails back into that board. It's starting to come loose.
That's the left of the nails.
Keep getting shit and push it up against the windows and the doors. Don't let him inside.
There are too many, Michael. Every time I shoot one, another one pops back up in its place.
How many rounds you have left?
Like 15.
I'm out of rounds for the Beretta.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Michael, what is the plan?
We'll do whatever you need us to do. Just let us know.
We're behind you, Michael.
I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
But you have to have another plan.
Get through!
Everyone in the stairwell. Thanks a lot, Pegs.
She can't hear you. She's upstairs crying her eyes out because of all this. She thinks it's a fault.
Well, it is.
This door can't hold up much longer. It's starting to splinter. We can brace up between the doors and the stairs.
But how long is that going to hold? Damn it! Why does Sol and Angel have to leave? Instead, they're left with a bunch of civilians who can't do shit.
Shut your mouth.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Shut up.
You have some nerve telling
me... You're the one with some nerve. We have been behind you this whole time. What would a Sol or Angel have done that we couldn't?
The tower hasn't even been secure for more than a few days, and it's already over.
I'm with Datu. You need to shut up. We are here, and we're not going anywhere, and we are not giving up. We may not be trained as well as you are, but we're more than willing to fight and keep fighting. You can either help us or go join Pegs crying in the corner.
I stood there thinking for what felt like a long time. In reality, it only took a second to realize what I had done, the person I had become, and what I had done to the people around me. Over the last few days, I had given them hope in something that I myself didn't have much faith in, but they were willing to fight for.
So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna go upstairs, or are you gonna help us keep those fuckers out?
Datu, grab the rest of the boards upstairs. If we wedge them up, we can buy some time.
Oh, so you're with us now.
Yeah. Let's just hope that Sol and Angel get back soon.
He was totally hypoglycemic. Must have been in the bathroom for some time.
For an old man, he sure is heavy.
Or you're just weak.
You could have taken the revolver out of his hand.
You try and take it out. He's got a death grip on that thing. Careful.
What time is it?
Almost 7.
Damn it. We won't make it back to the tower in time.
Why not?
You really want to risk navigating through all those cars with all those things after us when it's pitch black out?
All right. Well, in the meantime, we need to fuel up.
Check the map. Are there any gas stations with diesel in the area?
There's a tank around back. You can fill up.
Whoa. Easy there, Gramps. Save your strength.
Well, do it. Then I say we pitch a tent here tonight.
I ain't sleeping in the Hummer. That thing is slammed with crap. Poor Gramps there has to lay across bags of topsoil.
It's bird, and I don't mind.
Hey, get out of our stuff.
It used to be my stuff. He didn't grab much ammo.
There wasn't much left.
Those bastards raided me good.
Who?
Go inside and open my safe. The code is 56221.
We were just in there. Your safe is empty.
Not that. One...
He's out cold again.
Well, store is all broken out. The security gate won't close. You know, I think the roof is our best option tonight. We can lock that ladder so no one else can get up.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Hey, you go fill up the Hummer. I'm gonna try to find that safe.
Yeah. Okay. I don't suppose you have a key, do you, Gramps? That's what I thought. Bolt cutters it is. I don't know about you, Bert, but I think it's kind of fucked up how first he was going to leave you, then after I save you, he gets to go find the safe with the... Holy shit. Angel!
What?
Look what old Bert had in this backyard.
What is it?
You think that generator's big enough for us?
Wow. That's huge. I think that's more than what we'll need. I'll help you hook up the trailer in a sec. But good old Bert has more surprises. Come here.
Wait. You think he'll be okay out in there?
This'll just take a sec.
You find that safe?
Well, no. It wasn't a safe.
Oh, man. That sucks.
It's more like a room.
I think I just wet myself.
Bert is officially my new best friend.
Claymores, grenades, MP5, assault rifles. Is this a 50 cal? Holy shit, he got a whole fucking arsenal in
here. There's more here than we can fit into the Hummer, so let's just grab what we can for now. We'll come back later for more, and let's do it quick before it gets any darker.
Just wait till Michael sees all this.
The door can't hold out much longer. We need to do something.
All right, Notapool's ready.
What's your plan?
Well, obviously, Saul and Angel aren't coming back tonight. Knowing them, they wouldn't risk traveling in the dark, which means we need to buy some time. I need a volunteer who knows the area well enough to go with me.
Well, I do, I suppose. Todd and I did not live far from here.
Good. I have two cars downstairs with full tanks of gas. We need to draw as many as we can away from the tower. If they continue like this, we won't last the night. It just may buy us some time.
I can do that.
We'll both drive in opposite directions. You go first, and then I will. We'll circle around and meet up at Thompson's Market a few blocks over. If Angel follows the plan, he should be there right now. We'll grab him and head home.
What can we do?
You, Riley, and anywhere else you can find, start sealing off the stairwell entrances as best you can. If they get past this door, we have another rock to break the wave.
Okay, we're on it.
Finding Lizzie as a volunteer seemed too easy. I had the feeling that she'd do whatever she could to kill as many of those things as possible. Revenge can be a powerful motivator, but also a dangerous one. Drive safely, but as fast as you can. There's a lot of obstacles once you get to the main road.
I'll be fine. See you soon.
Come on, come on. Take the bait. Yes! All right, get ready with the gate. Shut it quickly.
All right, you're all set.
Come on, you want some? Come get some! Oh yeah, come on, you want some? I can't wait for this, bring it, I'm ready! They better be there.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, Nico Marvin, and Manly Woods. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Fred VanVleet, NBA point guard of the Toronto Raptors.
And I'm Derek Folk, COO of Folk Williams Financial Management.
We're the host of Bet on Yourself, an Acast original podcast dedicated to helping people take the next step in the business world.
In each episode, we'll invite a BIPOC entrepreneur to the table and help them level up their business, covering everything from marketing to scaling to financing.
Bet on Yourself drops every Wednesday starting November 3rd. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tune in to hear what's said by Derek and Fred.
And I promise I won't forget it.
Acast recommends.
C'est un tout nouveau bureau en gros. Venez en faire l'expérience au nouveau magasin transformé de Saint-Bruno. Découvrez des centaines de produits de marques de confiance, la dernière technologie et tout ce dont vous avez besoin pour créer un superbe espace de travail ou d'études. Soyez prêts pour les fêtes avec des aubaines exclusives en magasin tout au long du mois, seulement chez Bureau en Gros à Saint-Bruno. Bureau en Gros, l'entreprise du travail et de l'apprentissage.
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or, of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs, practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.